Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
I sat on the pile of clothes in my room with my head buried to the ground. It was not because I was thinking of something disturbing. Neither was it because I was tired. It was because that was my favorite sitting position. Sitting that way did a lot in hiding my face from the judging eyes of people. Every time I raised my head up to look at their faces, all I could see was discrimination buried under the fake smiles they carried around. There was a knock on the door, but answering it was not part of my schedule for the evening. I didn't even care to ask who it was. All I wanted was to be left alone. Communication and socializing was the most exhausting thing ever. The knock persisted still. Then the door was pushed open.
"Jaden, did you not hear me knocking?" my mother asked.
"I'm sorry, Mom. I was busy," I replied without raising my head up. She instructed me to look around my room, and I did. That was when I realized that the room was a mess. We planned on going for a trip that day. A road trip. My father would be driving, but Mom could help out whenever he got tired. That was the plan. She instructed me to pack my things as fast as possible. For the first time since she came into my room that evening, I raised my head up from where I had buried it and cast a look on her face. Her face was not like the others. Every inch, edge, and angle of her face screamed love. She loved me. There was no doubt about that. Quickly, I did as she instructed. In less than 20 minutes, I was downstairs with my luggage.
"Your bag is too big," my father commented.
I acted as though I had not heard what he said before I forced it into the trunk of the car. Then I made my way to the back seat of the car. My mother sat beside him on the passenger seat, and he zoomed off almost immediately. We drove away from the house, and I fixed my gaze on it until it faded from view. Then I turned around. There was country music playing in the car. Between my father singing along to the music playing and the music itself, I could not discern what I hated the most. My mom would turn around at regular intervals and smile at me. Gradually, the sun disappeared from the sky, and it finally got dark. Strangely, my eyes began to feel heavy. I pulled the lids of my eyes up whenever they felt like shutting, but I could not keep up with that for long. I finally gave up and allowed sleep to carry me whenever it wanted to. About 5 hours later, my eyes opened, but we were no longer in transit. The car was parked in front of an old motel along the road. As soon as I stepped out of the car, the space behind me was pitch black. All I could hear were creepy night sounds. Owls, bats, and crickets were having a field day. Or should I say field night? I couldn't recognize the other sounds. Neither did I know where they were coming from. I walked into the motel with my parents. While my parents were paying for the rooms, I went back to the car and I dragged my suitcase out of the trunk.
"You don't have to. They're safe there,"
my mom said as soon as she saw me with the bag. I just smiled without saying anything. A few minutes later, we were all settled in our room. I smiled satisfactorily from ear to ear. because the night I was waiting for was finally here. This was the perfect place to execute what I had been planning for years now. I dragged my bag closer to me and opened it. I smiled when I saw the pitiful faces smiling back at me. They could not speak. I made sure of that. I brought out the first body from the bag, and I got my tools ready for the operation. I opened the mouth wide enough to put my hands into it, and I cut out the tongue. That was the first thing I did. Then, I sealed the lips with the black tape. Seeing what I had done gladdened my heart. Then I cut the fingers out one by one. My eyes traveled around the body for the next thing to do, and then they landed on her eyes. I giggled as I took her eyeballs out of the sockets. Then I shaved her hair off her head with a sharp blade. By the time I was done with her, she was already unrecognizable. I made sure the other one in the bag watched me while I was at it. I was beginning to get bored of her. She could still not talk or groan, so I pushed her aside and went for the other body in the bag. He was resisting, but that didn't stop me. "I'm trying to help you. I'm a surgeon, and I want to make you more beautiful. Very beautiful," I assured him. I laid him flat on the ground and cut his stomach open. Then I stitched it up. I went down to the tiny toes and cut them off one after the other. I looked back at his face. I didn't like the way it looked, so I decided to reshape it. I cut off the nose and placed it on the ground. Then I cut off the ears too. He didn't need them to look beautiful. I cut off the two legs. I placed the right one where the left one was and the left one where the right one was and stitched them up. I looked at the fingers and realized that they were too long. I took out my knife and cut them down to the knuckles. That was the way it should be. Exhausted, I looked out the windows and realized the sun was already rising. The light from the sun escaped into the room and illuminated it. I could see all I had executed more brightly now. I smiled triumphantly. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. Still, I ignored it. As soon as the door opened, my father walked in. He didn't say anything. "Pack up! We need to leave!" my mother instructed me. She had this look of fear and disappointment on her face. "You need to take him back to rehabilitation. The boy needs help," I could hear my father whisper to my mother outside the room.
"There's nothing serious. He was just playing with toys," my mother replied.
"Did you see what he did to those toys? As a matter of fact, what should a 20-year-old be doing with toys? He needs to go back. He's clearly sick," my father concluded. To me, there were no toys in the room. And what was so wrong with making these people beautiful? I wondered. But I said nothing. I did as my mom had instructed and went back into the car. On our way, I realized something. My dad was crazy. He had an ugly heart, a heart which needed surgery, to make it beautiful, to make it better. Only I was capable of the surgery. Only I knew his problem, and I was determined to solve it. I eventually operated on my dad's heart. Post-surgery, I guess my mother realized how crazy he had been all these years. That's why she buried him in front of all our relatives. It has been 5 years since, and this asylum is my permanent house now. My mother never comes to visit me. I always thought she loved me.
Too scared to subscribe?
As a chubby girl, thick in all areas, maybe over the top thick, seen to the world as fat, and has not known her father for as long as she could remember, it was not surprising to know that I grew up to be more reserved than most people in my age grade. After I left my mother, it became worse. My bedroom became my comfort zone. My phone and notepads turned into my best friends, and social media waxed into more or less my only vision of the outside world. I was never the Juliet in the world of love. Heck, I never experienced it to its fullest. It was almost like I never attracted anyone. My only escape to the land of butterflies and beautiful fields were in stories I wrote in the comfort of my lonely space. There, I would express my most intimate emotions, depicting them in characters and scenes. Then I would go on publishing sites and upload them on an anonymous account because I never thought the world deserved to see me for who I truly was. It took a series of ads and TV shows to make me think of resorting to a dating site. Maybe, just maybe, I might find the one, I thought. Still, I had kept my profile without a picture. Yes, I was that conscious of myself. I would scroll through the numerous profiles, giggling at the fine young man while I sat on my sofa and ate chips and cola. But I never texted or poked at any of them. My self-esteem never let me. Shitty, scared cat. I knew it would lead to sharing my pictures, which I never wanted to. I felt I was overweight. At the same time, I never wanted to work out. Twice or thrice, I had subscribed to a 30-day workout routine, but never got past the 30-minute mark. The point is, the insecurities were too much. When I got tired of scrolling, I would go fetch some chips from the cupboard. I always had loads of chips. And then retire back to writing in order to satisfy my buzzing audience. But on that day, my chips had run out. Stressed and agitated, I picked up my card and stepped out into the morning sun. I had soaked it in and was about to use my car when I noticed some movements from the corner of my eye. Slowly, I turned as the movement was accompanied by a noise. It felt alien to me, as the house to my side had never been inhabited since I had arrived, and that was about 3 years ago. As I turned, I caught a glimpse of what was causing the ruckus. A man in his middle years had been breaking off the wooden barricade of his front yard that faced my house. I watched him use his foot to smash it. Then he went in, took a wooden chair, and placed it there facing the house. As he placed it, he sat down and watched, looking at me intensively. I shuddered at this and rushed to my car, fumbling my keys with the lock in the process. As I turned on the ignition and sped off, I looked at my neighbor. Our eyes met. "This guy's crazy," I thought to myself. After about 30 minutes of avoiding social advances and picking up what I needed at the mall, I arrived home. The first thing that greeted me was my neighbor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection with Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide during their anniversary sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. They're America's original butcher, and only Omaha Steaks delivers a full lineup of extra-age steaks so tender, they're USDA certified tender. Their customer favorite filet mignon has even been elevated to USDA certified very tender. And that attention to quality doesn't just stop with steaks. We're talking beefy burgers, air-chilled chicken, premium pork, and so much more. And every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Still seated in the exact spot he had sat before I left. He still watched my every move. This had made me feel uneasy. "Why do you keep on staring?" "I don't find that polite, sir. And your position makes it seem like my house is a soap opera with the way you kept your chair. Maybe if you turned it another 90 degrees, it would look way less creepy." I waited for a reply, but it never came. The man still kept staring at me. He studied me like an object meant for observation. "You know, you're crazy," I gutted out, irritated, and went into my house, closing my door with a bang. As I placed my bag of chips and other toiletries, a ping came from my phone. It was a notification. I picked it up to check what it was. Maybe it was another message from my dying fans to show my face, but my thoughts were proved wrong. It was from the dating site. A poke and a message from one Marcus Alex. I had thought my eyes were dreaming, or maybe it was in a book, and this was my character development. I held the phone tight and found a corner to sit. I opened the message and saw a hi. This caused me to hyperventilate a bit. I couldn't believe my eyes. I scrolled through the profile of the man, and he was indeed the man of my dreams. Tall, classy, handsome, moderately built, and looked smart. The only fault I had found was he did not have a beard, but I would allow it. I replied, "Hello there," and he replied almost immediately, "How are you doing, gorgeous?" Gorgeous? That's a bit off target, knowing that I have no picture of me on here. I stand to believe the most beautiful hides behind closed doors for fear of catching everyone's attention. I giggled, and so the chat went on. Mornings and nights we would text. He never asked for my picture, not once, which made me more curious. This went on for about 2 weeks. I had lost track of my writing, going completely ghost on my audience who surely missed me. All that never mattered, as I had seen the one for myself. Then, the day came when he finally asked to meet me. "You want to see me?" "Yes, yes I do." "I might not be what you expect, babe." "You're all I know I want, B," the nickname which he had given me. "Okay then, I'll meet you at the county restaurant along Ridge Road by 8 p.m. Would that be fine?" "Sure, that's perfect, B." "I gotta go. See you by 8 p.m. Dress for a date." "Sure I will. Bye, B." He sent some love emoticons. I spent my whole afternoon dancing to songs from Summer Walker and drafting my new story. A true love life was what I would call it, I smiled. The time arrived and I got dressed in a beautiful red gown. As I opened my front door and was about to step out, I came face to face with my neighbor who seemed to have been standing there all along. I let out a sharp scream before calming down. "It's you," I heaved. "What are you doing here? You always act like a creep. Your age isn't the age for that."
"I just want to borrow your torch," he countered his words. "Mine is broken." He raised his torch up. "Okay, wait here." I went in and got a torchlight. "Thank you."
"You're welcome." I looked at him consciously as he walked step by step to his house and sat on the same chair, facing my house. That time I did not care. Nothing was going to spoil my perfect night. I locked my door, went into the car, and sped off. At the restaurant, I saw Marcus, alone, seated in the middle of the restaurant at a round table. He had arrived early, and he seemed to have bought the whole place for that night. I was treated specially by the ushers there. Although they had bland expressions, like manipulated zombies, I paid less attention to them. Shyly, I walked to meet my man. He was as the pictures shown on the app. This made my mind race with crazy thoughts. He watched me sit and stared directly at me, as though studying a specimen in a bowl.
"I know, I'm not what you wanted." "No, you are. You are the one. You are perfect," he said almost immediately, still without a single emotion attached to it. We had multiple conversations, but never did I see him smile or frown or even flinch.
"Are you a doomsday killer robot?" I teased him with a glass of wine in my hand.
"No, no, I'm not. Ha ha."
He cheered with his. "Creepy," I thought, but not worth losing. I could manage that, I believed.
"Well, you want to come over?" I asked after winning the battle in my head. "Sure, I would love that."
"That's cool. Let's go now. We can use my car."
"Sure," he said.
I stood up and pulled him by his hands. His hands felt hard in my arms, just the way I had imagined. In a jiffy, we were in the car, and in a nanosecond, we were at my house. I made the first move. I kissed him from the car as we walked towards my house. Then the flash of light rested on us, and immediately I parted from Marcus.
"What the hell?"
"Who's that, B?"
"It's just my creepy neighbor. Forget about him."
"Okay." As we went on, the flashlight followed us. Soon we were inside.
"Please, turn off the light," Marcus requested.
As I turned off the light, I felt a hand grip me. I let out a playful moan and then giggled. His hands held my waist, and he spun me. Soon, we were on the bed and in a heated exercise, exchanging sweat and bonds. After the mind-blowing sex, we slept in each other's arms. In the middle of the night, I heard some creaking sounds. It was ever so light, yet evident that someone had trespassed the door. As I sat up in the bed, the sound came nearer. "Baby," I tugged at Marcus, who was deep in sleep. I kept watching my door. The sound getting deeper. I could decipher there were footsteps. "Marcus, wake up!" The door unlocked from the outside and opened up silently with a cracking sound. I felt my heart beating and my mind racing. I looked around, hoping to blend my sight with the darkness of the room. I hoped to see a weapon I could use to defend myself. Before I could realize it, I was sweating profusely. I saw a dark figure standing at the door. Tears fell from my eyes as I watched the figure move forward. Then, the flip of my light switch came on, and standing before me was my neighbor, with a glistening silver knife in his hand, staring menacingly at us on the bed. Simultaneously, Marcus woke up. "Who put on the lights?" My neighbor jumped on the bed and started attacking Marcus, who was still trying to get conversant with his surroundings. I had jumped off the bed with my duvet to cover my nakedness as I watched in horror my neighbor and Marcus wrestling. It was a tough struggle. My neighbor had already stabbed Marcus on the shoulder, but something odd was noticed. It wasn't blood that came out. It was a black goo type thing that oozed out. The bright light seemed to affect Marcus as he could only use his sense of hearing to fight back. After some punches, my neighbor finally got the upper hand and stabbed Marcus twice in his chest and once in his eye socket. He let the lifeless body of Marcus fall to the ground. Then, he picked up a paper from Marcus's suit pocket, which was lying on the floor, and tossed it to me. I opened the paper and read what was written. "Eliminate Bianca Lehman." I was the one. I was Bianca Lehman. "Who are you?" I asked my neighbor between sobs. "Follow me." We stepped in and went to her room. There I saw pictures of my mother and I. I also saw my old pictures from when I was a kid and my time in college hanging on the wall. How did you get these pictures? Tell me everything. Who are you?" I asked as I went through everything in front of me. "I am your father, Bianca. That man you saw there, he was a mechanical assassin sent to kill you by a syndicate organization I used to work with. After I left them, breaching my contract, they tried to kill me. But they failed and went after my family." "I know this is too much to take in, but sweetheart, it's not safe here. Although, it would mean you starting a new life all over. There is a place where we can be off their radar. There, we could live together as a family. With your mother. She's there too." "Where's that?" "The outskirts of Minnesota." I had no choice, really. I went into my house and picked up my clothes and every other thing I could get my hands on. With my car, we hit the road. The events of the night had not been absorbed fully by my mind, but it was worth a story to write for my audience. I picked up my pad and began to write through the journey to a new life.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
D-D-D-N!
Night In just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.